Good morning, friends. We are on our fourth week of VBS. It's so exciting to spend all this time instead of just 5 days. I'm enjoying it, and I hope you are too. Our Bible story today that Uncle Bill read is about faith, and about Peter's faith in particular. Walking by faith isn't easy, especially if it means walking on water. In our Bible story, Jesus had just finished feeding a crowd of over 5,000, and he needed a break. So he sent the disciples ahead and went to spend some time with God. By the morning, the disciples' boat was far out in the sea, and they saw something coming towards them. They saw a figure of a man. They thought it had to be a ghost. But Jesus said to them, "Be encouraged, it's me. Don't be afraid." And Peter, our bold disciple Peter, said, "Lord, if it's really you, let me walk on the lake." So Jesus invited Peter to come. And Peter took those first two steps, three steps, and he looked around, and he felt the wind, and he saw the waves. And he started to sink. He called out to Jesus, "Save me, save me." And Jesus reached out to Peter and grabbed him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. His faith had doubts. But when he put his eyes back on Jesus, he was back up on top of that water again. When we read those words that Jesus said, it's easy to think of them as being a rebuke or a stern warning. And perhaps they were, but maybe not. We can reread Jesus' words and imagine that he was saying it with a wink and a smile, maybe. Even a little faith is better than none. Jesus said that we could move mountains with faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, people put their faith in lots of things. We place our faith in how much money we have in the bank. We place our faith in our relationships. We place our faith in our vehicles when we get in it to go from one place to another. And there's nothing wrong with putting our faith in these things. But sometimes we fail to think about where we are really putting our faith. Peter was challenged to examine where he put his faith in that moment. He chose to put his faith in Jesus. And because he did, it allowed him to do the impossible. To walk on water. We may not see large-scale miracles like this every day in our lives, but in little ways we can each and every day. Our faith in Jesus gives us protection against all the things that make us afraid. Faith shields our hearts. Like the disciples, we can hear Jesus say, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." God calls us to armor up with faith. And here is our Castle Call Out this week with Justin Cacho.